Live from WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Last year marked the first year in decades Alabama farmers could legally grow hemp, that close cousin of marijuana. More than 100 farmers got licensed by the state to grow it, but it was largely a new frontier, one that farmers, processors, and regulators had trouble navigating. Nevertheless, hundreds more in Alabama are expected to obtain licenses to grow hemp this year. Richard Banks reports.
John Hegeman's newest crop looks like marijuana. It's got towering, feathery flowers, aka buds, and those telltale multi-fingered leaves.
This is the closest thing you'll have in Alabama to marijuana, but it's not marijuana. It's hemp.
Hegeman owns Greenway Plants, which includes a greenhouse facility in Center near Gadsden. He was one of 182 Alabama farmers licensed by the state to grow hemp in 2019. This year, that number is expected to grow to about 600. State agriculture officials want a way for farmers to diversify their crop mix. Hemp is one way to do that. Hegeman takes me on a tour of his hemp operation. He says farming the crop has been a challenge.
So anytime there's something new and you're learning, there's mistakes. And everybody was behind the curve to get this crop produced.
About 90% of the hemp grown in Alabama last year was expected to be processed into CBD oil. Proponents say it helps lessen ailments like anxiety and inflammation. But growing hemp hasn't been easy. For starters, the weather was extremely hot and dry last year, and much of the state's hemp crop didn't grow as well as expected. Also, the federal government was slow to finalize regulations for growing and processing hemp. But perhaps the biggest challenge was a lack of knowledge about how to grow the crop. That's because hemp hasn't been grown legally here in almost 90 years. Caitlin Kessheimer is an assistant professor and extension specialist at Auburn University.
I found myself saying a lot, it's the wild, wild west. I felt like I learned something every day about this crop. With hemp, we don't have a lot of research on it. We're still figuring out how to grow it.
And how to navigate the tight regulations around hemp farming. In Alabama, as in many other states, farmers and processors go through a detailed application process before being licensed. Before harvest, state regulators visit each farm to check that the THC content of select plants is under the federal legal limit. THC is the psychoactive ingredient that naturally occurs in both marijuana and hemp. The THC in hemp has to be far lower than levels in marijuana.
They are not going to get high off of hemp.
That's Bob Plaster, Assistant Commissioner of the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industry, the agency that oversees hemp regulations. He says if just one plant tests over the limit for THC, then all the hemp plants in that field or greenhouse might have to be destroyed. But he says last year's tests resulted in mostly good news.
We've done over 200 tests, and one came back bad, one.
There's potentially a lot of money in hemp farming. U.S. hemp industry revenues in 2018 were more than $1 billion. That's expected to grow significantly in the coming years. Alabama hemp farmers like John Hegeman are optimistic about their prospects.
It's a viable crop for our state. It'll bring in revenue and give farmers another option that they didn't have before.
Now, when many farmers are facing tough times, that's good news. Richard Banks for WBHM.